Sit back, relax, as Umam and Freud take a trip through the land of Final Fantasy Transcend in the years from NES to PS2, so just pay attention and we won't have to hurt you.
Wait, this way.
Okay, here we go.
Final Fantasy game was released on the Nintendo Entertainment System in 1987 by a small company called Square Incorporated, intended as a rival for Enix's game, Dragon Quest, a very popular game at the time. The name Final Fantasy referred to the fact that this was their last attempt at releasing a game. Up until then, their releases had only enjoyed moderate success. This was to be their dying gasp, their Final Fantasy. Game proved extremely popular and earned Square enough money to stay afloat. In 1988, they released the second game in the series, Final Fantasy II. Technically, the game was the same as the first Final Fantasy, except for a few tweaks in the battle sequences and the new leveling system. In fact, this is the only game in the series to not use numerical levels. Instead, the characters would become more and more proficient with individual weapons and items. It should also be noted that this game was never released outside of Japan.
Two years later, in 1990, the third Final Fantasy game was released, Final Fantasy III. While very similar to the previous two, the engine had been improved greatly and the game was much more solid. It also marked the entrance of many of the game's recurring themes, Shikatas, Moogles and Summonable Monsters. Sadly, this game was also not released outside of Japan.
1991, and the U.S. finally got to see a second Final Fantasy game. Final Fantasy IV, only in America it was called Final Fantasy II. In both countries, it was the first Final Fantasy game to be released on the Super Nintendo console. As well as the graphics and music, being far superior to their NES counterparts, this new incarnation of the series introduced a standard in Final Fantasy games to come. The Active Time Battle System.
End of part 1.
Part 2. Coming soon.